Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the man in their house and where did the man go?
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, would you share it with us? Because we would really like that. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. And if you want, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Or just go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Todd, how's everything?
Things are good. Glad to be doing another podcast with you.
I know, it's been fun. We have to do this ever so often.
I like that idea a lot.
It's like, why is he the only one who ever gets to talk to you? Why?
Well, and vice versa. I mean, I never get to talk to you, so I think we push him out. We take over.
And Tony'd be like, I am so busy. That's fine. If you guys want to cover that, I would appreciate it.
We better be careful what we wish for.
That guy keeps so busy. It's insane. He is so into the true crime stuff lately. And it's just, you know, that's a never ending supply of stories and podcasts. When you're doing true crime, it never ends.
Do you get into the true crime stuff? Does that pique your interest?
Yeah, it does. Like I'll go on benders where I'm like watching Discovery, whatever that one is. I'll watch that. And then it got to be where it was too much. I'm like, I can't do this. It's too dark and depressing. So then I switched over to HGTV because that's much happier for me because it was kind of messing with my head. I mean, I'm intrigued by it all. And same with podcasts. I listened to some true crime ones.
Yeah.
And I kind of changed it up. I'm listening to a cult one right now, which is still depressing, but it's better than murder.
I got it. Tony got me into the new version or new series of Unsolved Mysteries because I loved the old ones with Robert Stack back in the day. Nothing was better. The new ones are so creepy that I think I got like 3 episodes in and I had to take a never-ending break from it because it was literally so creepy. I'm like, how the hell did that ever even happen? You know?
You know, I kind of think that happened with me because I started watching it and it was one night kind of late and I live by myself and I'm like, I cannot watch this. Not while I'm home alone. Because if a ghost isn't going to get me or some demonic entity, it could be a serial killer. And
well,
now
that's the thing.
Just,
humans are always scarier than ghosts,
I know.
Period.
But yeah, lately, freaky. It's just been too much. It's been a little too much for me personally. So I took a little true crime break. I do some episodes with Tony a couple times a week. And that's about what my true crime lately.
That might be about as much as I can take mm-hmm. because that stuff does creep me out.
Yeah. I'm really into a good sports documentary, and I'm really not sure why.
But really?
Give me a good sports documentary. Like, oh my God, I watched one the other day. I like baseball. But it was the comeback, the 2004 Red Sox. Oh, it was so good. Like, I don't know if it's because it gives you somebody to root for, maybe.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But I think the world's been such a weird place lately that I'm like, I gotta be careful of what I watch, it feels like. You know what I mean?
Oh, totally understand.
But let's talk about something more uplifting like ghost stories.
All right.
Okay, this one I think is from David. Here we go.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I just wanted to start with telling you something that really blew me away. My girlfriend and I were walking home from going to the grocery store. And we were living in a situation where we had a roommate and his daughter stayed with him. And so we walk in, it was about 9 o'clock at night, and our room was in the front. Like when you walk in, you take a left, there's a bathroom to the left is our room. The bathroom was in the middle of another room that goes to the back. Anyway, so we walk in and my girlfriend, being the sweetheart she is, because our roommate was in the back room with her daughter way across the room. Hey, honey, we're home. Anyway, that's what she was doing. And I look over and I see a guy, like maybe 4 foot tall. He looked maybe Hispanic, stocky, wearing boxer briefs. And he walked, looks like he walked from our bedroom. It's like he heard us come home. So like, oh my gosh, he was caught. So he walked down the hallway into the last guest bedroom. And I heard the door latch. I'm like, babe, somebody just walked into the room. Looks like they came from our room. And she's like, no. I'm like, yeah. Can you hear the door latch? She's like, yeah. But I'm like, okay, so let's go to the door and see what's going on. She goes up to the door like she's about to open. I'm like, don't. Tony probably has a guest here, man. Knock first. So we knock. Nothing. Then we walk in. Nobody in the room. Not a soul. And there wasn't even windows that are openable. There are these little half like moon looking windows. You can't open. And a closet. I looked in there and it just freaked me out. I saw the guy clear as day, full bodied apparition, just walk in there. Freaked me the hell out. Then I found out later that Tony, our roommate at the time, told me that he had seen a guy in his bedroom walking towards his bed, and when it comes close enough, he sits up like, what's up? And then the guy disappears. It would end there, but the funny thing is we live next door to people that were part of the Taps family, the API, I believe, out here in Sacramento, California, Carmichael, California. And so we called them to do an investigation. And sure enough, when they did the investigation, they had a psychic, and then they had the real investigators. They said there was so much activity going on in the backyard. The barn doors and shed doors were slamming. And then they actually picked up on a Mexican guy and a little girl that were in that house. And that Mexican guy, I believe, was the one I saw. Freaked me the hell out. I saw a full body apparition. I couldn't sleep forever. At the same time, I thought it was just the coolest thing. Anyway, that's one of my stories. I have a few more. Just don't want to, you know, don't want to spend too much time on your show there. Because there's a lot more people that want to probably get their stories in. But it was just a trip. I don't know what it was and how that happens. But, yeah, what a trip. Thank you very much. And my name's David, and thanks for everything. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, so I think it would be pretty freaky to see a full-bodied apparition. But I think, you know, like in my head, I'm going to see the woman in Victorian garb or somebody, you know, a man with a top hat on or not a guy in boxer shorts.
Well, see, now this has just rekindled my own fear of dying. Like, you know, like getting ready for a bet or something and you're taking your pants off and for some reason you lose your balance and crack your head on the bed or whatever and you die laying there in your underwear. Okay, now it's bad enough that somebody's going to find you that way. But are you then, is your fate to walk around in those underwear?
That's what Tony and I have talked about before, about your death clothes and you're stuck in them forever. And maybe that's the case here.
I just have this fear that I'm going to die and my ghost is not going to look good. My hair is going to be too long. My beard's not going to be trimmed. In this case, maybe I'm in underwear and heaven forbid my mom find out they're not clean or something like that. I mean,
die totally naked, like you're taking a shower and then you're like, I don't want to walk around naked for eternity. That would be really creepy too, to see a naked apparition.
Yeah, especially if they're on a track.
It's like, shit. It's like, there's Carol and she's naked. Oh, that's embarrassing, Carol. Yeah. Oh, like, my.
You have body issues when you're alive. And then when you're dead, you're still having body issues, you know?
I wonder what they call it. Body dysmorphia. Because that kind of works like for ghosts. Yeah. Dysmorphia sounds like a paranormal term anyway.
It does. And I kind of hear that sometimes entities or spirits will present a certain way that they feel comfortable presenting. So I hope if I die and that's the case, I can choose to be really fucking good looking and really well dressed and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
But does that guy just choose to walk around in his boxer shorts? Because that would freak me out if I came in my house and I saw a guy walk out of my room into the guest bedroom in just his boxer shorts. I don't think I would be going to the door to look in. I think I would have called 911.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing. Maybe he does have like Tony's sense of humor. Because that would be Tony's way of haunting somebody.
Oh, God, yeah.
Is to do something exactly like that.
Oh, my God, yeah, he would. Let's do one more story.
All right.
Hi, my name is Paul. I'm from San Bernardino, California. The story started, it happened about 2006. I was about 21. I was working on a pipeline crew, you know, in the mountain ranges, you know, doing fire hydrant line. And I was staying in this house in Truckee, in Tahoe, right, along the Donner Pass. And they put me up in the mud room because, you know, there wasn't enough rooms in the house and they were renting a house for the summer. It was pretty cheap for them, I guess, but there wasn't enough rooms for everybody. So they put me up in a cot in the mud room in the front of the house. So I had my own little spot, but there was windows all around me, you know. And my bed was right by the window. A couple weeks into working there, I woke up with sleep paralysis and I was facing the window and I seen these two women come out from behind the tree that was back in front of my window about 20 feet. And they just like walked up and they just were looking at me and they were talking. They were like, they were saying, there he is. Look at him. That's him. You know, and they walked up to my window and they were pretty close. I want to say they were about 5 foot away from the window. It really freaked me out. I couldn't move, so I did all I could do and finally kicked and spun around and I was freaked out. My heart was pounding, you know, I was going crazy. I was like, oh my God. And I told everybody at work and they didn't believe me. Of course, I look like the crazy guy, right? New kid, crazy dude, young guy. Anyway, and about a week later, I wake up again and this time I'm on my back and there's this dude. I can only see the outline of him through the stars and the lights from all around the houses and the trees and stuff. I can only see the outline of him. He's right out my window and I can't see any facial features or nothing. I think he was wearing a hat, like a top hat or something. This is literally what I remember what he said. And it was like telepathy, like it was through my brain. He wasn't saying it physically. He was saying, don't worry, please don't freak out. I just want to talk. I haven't talked to anybody in a long time. And of course, I freaked out and did the same exact thing. And the worst part was, you know, is that this time, like, after I woke up, I felt bad. Like, oh, man, like, that's terrible, you know? And then I looked back over, and he wasn't there. And I, well, kind of thank God, probably. But, yeah, this stuff's happened a lot since I was a little kid. Stuff's happened. I remember one time when I was about, I had to be, like, 17, and I was just in my room at my parents' house, and I was trying to go to sleep. You know, I had school in the morning and stuff, and I'm just looking up in at my ceiling, and I realize I really can't see my ceiling, you know, and it's, like, right there. It's, like, it's not pitch dark, you know. I have my window open. I can see things, and then I just couldn't see in front of me. And it, then I started staring a little harder, and I seen, like, the outline of, like, a face, and the face was, like, smiling at me. And it wasn't like it was like a really weird, evil, I want to say evil smile. I'll never forget it. And it's weird right now, just as I said that, I'm standing by the coffee maker in my room. The lid to one of my tubs of coffee just, like, popped for no good reason. I ain't touched that since, like, 2 days ago. That's strange. Anyway, thank you very much.
So what do you think's going on with that guy?
I think maybe he has some abilities or mm-hmm. is sensitive and maybe through his life has had experiences that, quote unquote, everyday people just don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about, like, sleep paralysis in general. I really feel like it's something more than just this state of not being able to move. I think there's more to it. That's a personal
Yeah, my sister and I talk about that a lot. Same thing. Yeah,
what are your thoughts on it?
I think that it's definitely a sleep, a dream state, I think, because it's weird when it's happened to me, it's never been like, oh, I fell sound asleep and there's cute little puppies over there. I sure wish I could see them, but I'm frozen in place. It's not right. Like that. It's like, oh my God, there is something evil in at my door. And if I don't wake myself up, like, this is going to get bad.
Right.
You know, it's like this very, like, something is here and I can't wake up. I can't, and I have to wake up. And it feels very desperate. So, you know, it's interesting because it's always this really intense, negative thing.
Right.
Why don't we happy puppy sleep paralysis dreams?
And that's why I think, like, there's got to be more to it than just a dream. There must be some sort of connection going on. There must be some sort of experience going on than just your mind, you know, playing tricks on you or whatever.
Because
of that reason, like you said, it could be, you know, your parents are there, your long gone parents are there and they're there to tell you they love you. But it's never that. It's always, you know,
intense.
Two women walking up to your window, talking to you and stuff like that.
Yeah. And that was weird. The man who was like, basically, I just want to talk to you. And
yep.
I haven't talked to anybody for a long time. And of course, what you do, you freak out. Oh my God. No. So, yeah, I do think there's something more to it. I don't know what it is, but it is a scary, scary feeling too. Because I remember it happened. I don't know if I had sleep paralysis though. I was in Washington, D.C. My sister and I were staying at a hotel. And I woke up from a sound sleep. Like, I really do think I woke up. And I'm like, if I open my eyes right now, there's something standing at the foot of my bed. And my sister's sound asleep. She's totally fine. And I laid there till it got light out. So I don't know. Because I'm like, I just knew I couldn't open my eyes.
Right.
And I don't think it was sleep paralysis because it wasn't like I, you know, woke up later or I couldn't move. It was just like, just don't open your eyes. It's there.
Were you experiencing any sounds or movement
Nothing.
In the room? What made
Nothing.
You think something was there? Just
I don't,
intuition?
I guess so. Because I woke up from a sound sleep, terrified. There's something staring, there's something at the foot of my bed. And to this day, I swear, if I'd, I still think if I'd have looked, I'd have seen it, and I didn't want to see it.
Ugh.
It
no,
was
thank
creepy.
You.
And but sleep paralysis dreams are so strange because it's like you fight so hard and it's like, okay, if I can move a finger, if I could just open my eye, I could snap out of this. It's such a weird, weird thing to go through.
I have never gone through it, and knock on wood, I hope I never do.
You never have?
No. Mm-mm. I've been scared out of my wits, but yeah, right.
I just think it's so strange. I haven't had it happen for a long time though. Which is good. So I'm hoping maybe it's just gone for the rest of my life.
Well, if not, you're going to have to call the show yourself and tell your
I'll
story.
Call in. Oh, who is this weird girl? It sounds like Carol. Oh, listen to her.
Hey, Carol and Todd, it's Carol.
Well, if you have a ghost story that you would like to share, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want to. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, and you can sign up for 3 days free through Apple Podcasts, or you can go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.